Star Wars 7x7 episode 3465. Today we're continuing our series of looks back at Star Wars storytelling during 2023. Our year in review series is going to cover three different categories of Star Wars storytelling today. It's going to cover merchandising, virtual reality, and video games. Punch it! Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're going to cover three categories of Star Wars storytelling in our year in review episode today. We're going to cover merchandising, video games, and virtual reality. And we can dispense with merchandising really quickly because over the course of this past year, I would say, it's been pretty prevalent in that sense. There hasn't been a lot to talk about in terms of merchandising and Star Wars storytelling. So previously on the podcast, we were including that in our monthly roundup of what's new in the world of Star Wars, because there might have been things coming out where we could check out product descriptions for things and find out new details about characters and vehicles and storytelling arcs and elements and that sort of thing. And we're not getting a lot of that. So we're probably going to have to reconsider including that in our monthly situation. And also, one of the things that had been happening was they started this thing Star Wars did where they were doing, like, you know, Obi-Wan Wednesdays or Mando Mondays or, you know, these campaigns where they were releasing a ton of merch and doing it as a lead up to the various series, or then having it, you know, roll through with the existing series as it was being released week by week. And yeah, it's not been as much of an event anymore. They did it with Ahsoka, but it was kind of like, okay, you know, they did it with Ahsoka and that was cool, but we didn't really learn anything from a storytelling perspective. And so, yeah, we're going to have to reevaluate that as we go forward. We can also dispense with the virtual reality front pretty quickly because there wasn't a heck of a lot of news on that front either. So the fine folks at ILM Immersive, like, they rebranded, that was probably one of the biggest items in terms of that segment of the business this year. They released the enhanced edition of Star Wars Tales from the Galaxy's Edge for PlayStation 2's virtual reality situation. So there were a lot of upgrades that they could do based on the technology, and it was really good to talk with some of the folks from ILM Immersive about those changes and updates, and that was very cool. But there were no new titles released, so that was kind of a down year in that sense. It would have been great to look forward to something new, but not yet. And then we have the video game front, where we had the most news in 2023. So we found out that Respawn Entertainment, that worked on the Star Wars Jedi games, has another first-person shooter game in development and also a strategy game in development, but we didn't learn anything more than that over the course of 2023. What we did get from them and Electronic Arts is Star Wars Jedi Survivor, which was the sequel to Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. And based on reviews on Metacritic, it seems like it is actually better reviewed than Jedi Fallen Order. Now, we haven't talked about it on the show, but similar to how we did a story breakdown of Jedi Fallen Order recently because of cutscenes and conversations that are posted online, we'll be able to do the same thing with Survivor, and we will do that in 2024. But yeah, the game was actually even better received comparatively than Jedi Fallen Order, so I'm really looking forward to diving into that with you. Then we have Star Wars Outlaws. Now, we had known from previous announcements that Ubisoft was developing, like, a big open world kind of game, and the trailer that we got for Star Wars Outlaws was the first look at what that game actually is. So we're following a scoundrel named Kay Vess, and she has a little companion that sits on her shoulder, which very much puts you in mind of the way BD-1 rides on Cal Kestis's shoulder, so it's almost a similar kind of thing. And then this battle droid looking thing called ND5 that's wearing a trench coat and carrying what looks like, you know, a giant case around a Valis, if you will, which probably has all manner of weapons in it. And that guy took the internet by storm when that trailer came out. So we don't necessarily know when Outlaws is coming out, but I think fingers are crossed for 2024 at this point. I'm just waiting to hear an announcement. And speaking of waiting to hear for an announcement, Star Wars Hunters, which is supposed to come out on the Switch like last year and then the year before or something like that, we still don't have any word on when it's coming out. There have been people parsing the announcements from, you know, various video game company earnings reports and whatnot, the same way that we look at the Disney earnings reports and calls and try to report on Star Wars news from those. And the rumor that they're working with now seems to be that we might see Hunters in late 2024, but who knows for sure. It is still in some sort of soft beta, limited release in a couple of remote corners of the world, but it's not in North America or Europe just yet. So yeah, we're still waiting to see what happens with that. And so that's what I've got for you with the world of Star Wars video games, virtual reality, and merchandising as it happened in 2023. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. If you've been enjoying this series of looks back at the year, if you've enjoyed other things that we've done along those lines, like the Jedi Fallen Order story breakdown that I was just talking about, or our story breakdowns for live action series and the deep dive episodes that we do, and all the stuff we do on a daily basis, then I hope you'll consider supporting the show. And one of the best ways you can do that is by leaving a rating or review on your favorite podcast app, leaving a comment on YouTube or thumbs up on videos even helps, and also sharing with your friends, with your family that you know that are Star Wars fans, sharing on social media, all of that helps support the show and get it out to a wider audience. I hope you will consider doing that. And it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the podcast, as always, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.